Today on our review for the Securities Industry Essentials exam, we'll be tackling two concepts that often get confused, rights and warrants. Both give an investor the option to buy a company's stock at a specific price, but their purpose, timing, and pricing are completely different, which makes them a favorite topic for exam questions. Let's begin with preemptive rights, or simply rights. Think of these as a tool for protecting existing shareholders. Imagine you own 1% of a company. If that company decides to issue 1 million new shares to the public to raise capital, your ownership stake would suddenly become smaller. This is called dilution, and most investors don't like it. To prevent this, a company will conduct a rights offering, giving its current shareholders the preemptive right to maintain their proportional ownership. They issue one right for every share you already own. These rights allow you to buy the new shares, usually for a short period like 30 or 60 days, before they are offered to the general public. Here's how the exam will test you on this. They want you to know that the exercise price, or subscription price, for a right is always set below the current market price of a stock. This discount creates an immediate incentive for shareholders to use their rights. If the stock is trading at $30, the rights might let you buy new shares for $25. An exam question might present a scenario and ask you to identify the value of a right or the purpose of the offering. The key is to remember rights are short-term, issued to existing shareholders, and priced at a discount to prevent dilution. You can either exercise your rights to buy the shares, sell the rights themselves on the open market because they have value, or let them expire worthless, which is usually a poor financial decision. Now let's shift to warrants. Warrants are very different. While they also give the holder the right to buy a company's stock at a set price, they are long-term instruments, often with an expiration date years in the future. Warrants are typically used as a sweetener to make a new issue of bonds or preferred stock more attractive to investors. A company might attach warrants to a bond issuance, giving the bondholder the right to buy the company's common stock at a fixed price for the next 5 or 10 years. This adds a speculative, equity-like kicker to a debt instrument. The most critical distinction for the exam is the exercise price. Unlike rights, warrants are always issued with an exercise price that is higher than the stock's current market price. If the stock is trading at $30, the warrant's exercise price might be set at $40. It has no intrinsic value at the time of issue. The value of a warrant is in the potential for the stock's price to rise significantly above that exercise price over the long life of the warrant. So, common traps on the exam involve mixing up the pricing. A question might ask which instrument is used as a sweetener for a bond offering, and the answer would be a warrant. Another might ask which has an initial exercise price above the market value, which is also a warrant. So, how do we keep these two straight under pressure during the exam? Here's a simple phrase to lock it in. Your rights are for right now to keep what you have. Warrants are for wanting more, way down the line. This helps you remember that rights are short-term and defensive, designed to protect your current ownership stake. Warrants are long-term and speculative, a tool for potentially wanting more upside in the future. Memorize this distinction, and you'll be able to navigate any question the SIE exam throws at you about rights and warrants.